Now, someone may have told you that Thursday the 22nd of September on the Isle of Man is general election day. The polls have just opened in what is widely seen as the most important election for a generation. 63 candidates, 24 seats, two will be returned for each of the island's 12 constituencies. There's approaching 60,000 people eligible to vote. It'll be interesting to see what the turnout is. An influx of new candidates is certain as the old guard give way. Polling stations will remain open for the next 12 hours, the length and breadth of the Isle of Man. Will they come up in big numbers? And what will the next House of Keys look like? We'll have to wait until tonight to find out. But let's join our reporter, Tanya Humbles, who's inside a polling station in Douglas East. Good morning, Tanya. What's the scene down there?
Good morning, John. So it's a bright morning in Douglas today. I'm over at the Promenade Methodist Church Hall. The bright morning should aid a good turnout. It always has done come election time. It's likely to be a busy one too. Many people are casting their vote before they head into work. So it's already been intermittently quite busy so far, only 11 minutes in. There are five polling stations in total in Douglas East. This one. Then we have the Eye Museum, the Freemasons Hall, the Spiritualist Church, and then back here again for polling district 5, the Promenade Methodist Church Hall, two polling stations in one place. There are eight candidates bidding for two seats. 4,217 registered electors. We'll know the turnaround in about 12 hours' time for every constituency.
Obviously, it's been a change this time. We've got two members in each constituency, a bit of jiggering around with the boundaries. Are you happy from the people you've seen? It's difficult to tell. I know that they all are confident and know what's going on.
Yes, well, they've always returned to MHKs. That's not going to change now. We've only had a by-election here in November, so voters should be well-versed in what to do at the ballot box. Voters can mark one X on the ballot paper or two Xs. It'll be interesting to see how many people choose to use those two votes. We have been notified of some confusion in the run-up. Not everyone does realise that they're gifted with two votes, even though they understand that they'll be represented by two MHKs, especially for those who haven't voted for more than one person. Are voters up to speed in the capital of the island, the main business centre? Who knows? Parts of Douglas North have been added into this constituency since the boundary changes.
I think we've got some people from outside the island in there, haven't we? Observers,
we do.
Having a look?
We do indeed. We have John Ault here. He's from the University of Exeter, a research fellow. Should we have a chat?
Yeah, have a chat with him. Just see why he's here.
Hello, John.
Hi.
So why are you here? What's your purpose?
What we do is we try and evaluate British and UK-wide elections, and we're here in the Isle of Man. We've been approved by the Lieutenant Governor to be here as observers. We're going to go around the island today just to check that the processes of the election are fair, legal, and that voters have access to polling stations, and to make sure the process is you know, within the legal parameters that the Isle of Man sets. So we're going around today. We'll visit as many polling stations as we can, and we'll observe. People will see us in their polling stations today, standing in the corner, keeping quiet, just to check sure that all the regulations are correctly followed.
And that's alongside some university students
right,
as well?
Yes. There are four of us here today, and I'm sort of leading a team of students who are, you know, they've done it before as well. They've done it in by-elections and UK elections. We recently observed the two-team by-election, the referendum on the European Union and the Welsh Assembly election. So they're very experienced, and if people want to chat to us, we'll happily chat to them in the corner, but we're here to make sure that, you know, the voting is open and fair and that voters have access to polling stations.
So give us a flavour of what you've seen so far this morning.
Well, I've only been here 10 minutes and I've only been talking to the returning officer for 10 minutes, so the answer is not much. I've had my breakfast and I'm ready for a long day, and so we'll see what happens the rest of the day.
It's been quite busy though.
Yes, it's actually very busy. I mean, you often expect before 9 o'clock there to be a bit of a rush, but then that's just experience, is that you do expect voters to turn out between 8 and 9, but then obviously people get to work and you'll find that there's a drop off until lunchtime. But I agree with you, it's been quite heavy footfall by the standards of I would expect for fairly small constituencies, so we'll see. I mean, you expect a fairly high turnout in fairly small geographic areas, so yep, it looks busy.
Thank you very much, John.
Tanya, just you're not going to be there all day, are you? Are you going to be there in the evening?
Certainly not. No, I'll be at Glenfaber and Peel tonight. That's
but 8 o'clock is when they'll be closing the polls, obviously.
Yes, yes, it will indeed. The last general election here in Douglas East, though, was 37%. The by-election was 40.7%, which bucked the trend. So it'll be an interesting one, won't it?
Tanya, thank you very much indeed. Tanya Humbles reporting there from a polling station in East Douglas, down there on Loch Promenade. Thanks to her, and of course we'll have teams around the island checking things out throughout the day. Polling stations are now open and they will close again at 8 p.m. And I mentioned this earlier, but obviously there are a number of ways for you to keep in touch with what's going on through Manx Radio. And social media really comes into its own, of course, in this election. You can on Twitter get us at Manx Radio one word using the hashtag #IOMElection2016, one word, IOMElection2016, via our live blog on manxradio.com and on air with our special programme from 6 p.m. Jingo, it will be a special programme. We'll have a lot going on.